From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Larry Gelbart, the comedy writer who's best known for creating the television series MASH, died today at his home in Beverly Hills. He was 81. Gelbart's long career began in radio comedy, then he moved to television as a writer for Bob Hope. He wrote for Broadway, including the book for A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum, and for movies, Oh God and Tootsie, among others. Back in 1955, Larry Gelbart joined a team of comedy writers working for Sid Caesar for his comedy variety show, Caesar's Hour. The writing staff included Neil Simon, Mel Brooks, and Carl Reiner, whom I spoke with earlier today. Mr. Reiner, thanks for talking with us. I'm sorry to hear about your friend's loss.
Yes, great, 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 great loss. I can't underline the amount of greats I can put in.
I imagine. Take me inside the writer's room when you all were working together on Caesar's Hour. I can't imagine the jokes that must have been bouncing off the wall with all of you in that room.
Well, it was naturally a natural competition, but the competition was laughter. And so we never minded when somebody made a better bon mot than whoever was talking, because the fact that there was so much laughter in the room lengthened all our lives.
Hmm. How would you describe Larry Gelbart's humor?
Larry Gelbart, I was a comedy prodigy. You know, when he was very, very young, he could make adults laugh. I think when he was still in high school, his father was a barber catering to a lot of comedians. Larry wrote pages of jokes that his father gave to, and Danny Thomas bought jokes from, never knowing they came from a 14, 15-year-old kid. And they were all sophisticated enough to make adults laugh.
I've read that's how Larry Gelbart got his start, through his dad's barber chair and passing the scripts on to Danny Thomas.
True story.
It's amazing. Yeah, you had a great line once. You told Time magazine that Larry Gelbart popped jokes like popcorn. Do you think it was really that easy for him?
He didn't need a sentence as a straight line. One word could set him off into a joke, and never, ever failed. We have an actual proof of it. We did a trip to China with a bunch of friends, Norman Lear and my wife and his wife. And Larry and I and our wives were sleeping in a Chinese train, a Pullman, and we were chattering away. Larry fell asleep, and somebody said something, and Larry, in his sleep, made a bon mot based on what we were saying. And we laughed hysterically. And he woke up. He says, "What? Why? What happened?" He had no idea. He was in half sleep and still able to come up with enough of a joke to make us roar.
You know, I'm thinking about the show MASH and that line that it always walked between being, you know, uproariously funny, but also very dark, very, you
yes.
know, dealing with really, really tough things.
He did best what people did in wartime. You kept sane by finding the humor in the most gruesome, grotesque situations.
Carl Reiner, how are you remembering Larry Gelbart today as you think about your time with him?
We had lunch often. The best time spent were going to lunch, eating lunch, but coming home in the car and reminiscing about our days together. We had a group called Yenemvelt, which it was Larry Gelbart, Dom DeLuise, Norman Lear, myself, Mel Brooks, and Ann Bancroft. And we went away on 3 or 4 weekends together, never laughed as much in our whole lives. I was thinking today the Yenemvelt group is, Dom is gone and Ann is gone, and slowly we're shrinking.
Those must have been some times.
It was.
Well, Carl Reiner, thank you so much for talking with us today.
Thank you.
Carl Reiner remembering his friend in comedy, Larry Gelbart, who died today. He was 81.